The Stanford Commencement. Jobs kept his continuing battle with the cancer secret. He told everyone that he had been cured, just as he had kept quiet about his diagnosis in October 2003. Such secrecy was not surprising, it was part of his nature. What was more surprising was his decision to speak very personally and publicly about his cancer diagnosis. Although he rarely gave speeches other than his staged product demonstrations, he accepted Stanford's invitation to give its June 2005 commencement address. He was in a reflective mood after his health scare and turning 50. For help with the speech, he called the brilliant scriptwriter Aaron Sorkin, A Few Good Men, The West Wing. Jobs sent him some thoughts. That was in February, and I heard nothing, so I ping him again in April, and he says, "Oh, yeah," and I send him a few more thoughts, Jobs recounted. I finally get him on the phone, and he keeps saying, "Yeah," but finally it's the beginning of June, and he never sent me anything. Jobs got panicky. He had always written his own presentations, but he had never done a commencement address. One night he sat down and wrote the speech himself with no help other than bouncing ideas off his wife. As a result, it turned out to be a very intimate and simple talk, with the unadorned and personal feel of a perfect Steve Jobs product. Alex Haley once said that the best way to begin a speech is, "Let me tell you a story." Nobody is eager for a lecture, but everybody loves a story, and that was the approach Jobs chose. "Today, I want to tell you three stories from my life," he began. "That's it. No big deal. Just three stories." The first was about dropping out of Reed College. "I could stop taking the required classes that didn't interest me and begin dropping in on the ones that looked far more interesting." The second was about how getting fired from Apple turned out to be good for him. The heaviness of being successful was replaced by the lightness of being a beginner again, less sure about everything. The students were unusually attentive, despite a plane circling overhead with a banner that exhorted him to recycle all e-waste, and it was his third tale that enthralled them. It was about being diagnosed with cancer and the awareness it brought. "Remembering that I'll be dead soon is the most important tool I've ever encountered to help me make the big choices in life. Because almost everything, all external expectations, all pride, all fear of embarrassment or failure, these things just fall away in the face of death, leaving only what is truly important. Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose. You are already naked. There is no reason not to follow your heart." The artful minimalism of the speech gave it simplicity, purity, and charm. Search where you will, from anthologies to YouTube, and you won't find a better commencement address. Others may have been more important, such as George Marshall's at Harvard in 1947, announcing a plan to rebuild Europe, but none has had more grace.